This episode of Love to Sew is brought to you by Spoonflower. Spoonflower empowers individuals to create, print, and sell their own artwork on fabric, wallpaper, and gift wrap. Every order at Spoonflower is custom printed in their Durham, North Carolina, and Berlin, Germany factories. The on-demand printing allows you to order just the amount of fabric your project requires, no minimums.
Guess what? Spoonflower is giving away a serger to one of our lucky listeners. Enter to win a Brother 1034D serger with differential feed by going to try.spoonflower.com/love to sew. That's try.spoonflower.com/love to sew to win a serger.
Oh my God.
And now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Helen.
And we love to sew. This is a podcast for makers where we talk about sewing a handmade wardrobe and bring you interviews with inspiring creatives and small business owners in our community.
Today we have a special episode for you all. We know that this time of year often brings up the desire to refresh our closets and take a look at our personal style. So we figured, why not do it together? You can join us as we assess our current styles, clean out our closets, and plan our dream wardrobes.
Hashtag LTS Dream Wardrobe. Ow, I said Pepper. Sorry, Pepper.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Helen.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited about this episode.
Me too. I can't wait to help our listeners walk them through the process of creating their dream wardrobe, just like we did.
Yeah, it was so much fun and we can't wait to share. But of course, as always, we have some feedback and some listener questions to get to first. So our feedback is from Elaine. Earlier this year, I decided on a complete whim to buy a super cheap sewing machine. My plan was to make 2 quilts, one for each of my kids. It was around this time I found your podcast. Initially, I found sewing daunting. All this talk of adjustments, hems, and plackets, and I thought, what am I doing? Then Helen said a pattern is just a series of steps, and my favorite, there will always be more fabric.
It's true.
Fast forward a few months and I made a dress. I felt the fear, but I went for it. I made some mistakes, but I made it a dress. I never thought I could do that. And I bought a new sewing machine and an overlocker. Whoa, quick upgrade. This is serious. I'm getting better slowly, but I'm learning so much and your podcast is on for my morning commute. It's exactly what epitomizes what the sewing community is all about: friendship, support, and being able to embrace who you are and your own creative spirit. So thank you.
You're welcome, Elaine. We love hearing from you and we love hearing about one of our listeners listening to the show and being inspired and getting into sewing. And you have such an awesome sewing journey ahead of you. So we wish you all the best.
I'm very excited for you.
Yeah. Keep us updated, please.
All right. We have a couple questions.
Yeah. So the first question is from Eva. I grade between sizes a lot because my hips are broader. The grading between sizes mean that I lose the notch placements, especially between the hip and bust. Is there a way to determine where to put them after grading?
This is a great question. I also have to grade in between sizes for my hip. I believe you do as well.
Heck yeah, I do.
And it can be annoying when those notches get lost, but fear not. I just move mine out on the same horizontal plane that they would have been. I just slide them right out and I use them there. And you can also check after you're done cutting out your pattern pieces if the notches are going to match up. So you can lay your front side seam next to your back side seam and see if those notches are in the right place and you can adjust from there, which can be super helpful. And just taking a look at what that notch is supposed to do helps as well. If it's just a notch like in a front crotch to line up the crotch curve, you can really put that notch anywhere because you're cutting two of those pattern pieces, right? So of course your notches are going to match because you're cutting them both at once and they're going together. So trying to figure out what the notch is for and where it's supposed to line up to, and then you can like check and see if it's going to work out or decide if you care at all.
I was going to say, controversial opinion, don't put the notch on the pattern.
It depends.
Things it depends like on the notch.
Sleeve notches, I think, are really important. Mm. Anything that's like to do with a collar, you want a notch.
Easing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Totally. Waistband notches, I find really helpful. Side seam notches for like pants and dresses and stuff. I often am like, well, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. So we have a voicemail from Alyssa that we're going to play.
Hey, Helen and Caroline. My name is Alyssa and I'm 16 years old. I live on the East Coast here in the United States. Not only would I like to congratulate y'all on your 100th episode, but also ask a question. I love to sew my own clothes. And of course, I always listen to you guys when I sew. And just the thought of having something that no one else has at my school is pretty great. But I also like to stay at least like semi with the trends for teenagers. I know a lot of beautiful sewing patterns that I love, but a lot of them are for adults or are just a little too out of fashion for my age, I guess I could say. So my question is, do you know of any good patterns that are up with the trends, or at least I can hack to be? So congratulations on your 100th episode again, and I hope to see 100 more. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Alyssa, thank you so much for your voicemail. It was really, really great to hear from one of our younger listeners.
It was. It makes me so happy to know that there are young people out there who love to sew their own clothes and are going to keep this hobby going. So please keep sewing. And in answer to your question, I think at all stages of life, sometimes it can be really hard to see yourself represented in the pattern envelope, on the cover, or even in the samples that are made for whatever reason. Sometimes they're real frumpy. Sometimes they don't look very cool. Sometimes the fabric choices are just so not what you would choose. And that makes it really hard to see potential sometimes. So that's normal. I think it's a muscle that you develop the more that you sew. And we also think that going through this process that we're going to outline in today's episode could be really helpful for you. So we hope that you join in and try to figure out your style, and then you can find some patterns that will work for it. Some pattern companies we thought of that have a bit more of a trendy edge are Named Clothing or Named Patterns and Paper Cut Patterns.
I really love the new Named Clothing book called Breaking the Pattern. And it's a lot of bang for your buck because you get the book and then you get a whole bunch of patterns that come with it. So it's a really great way to get a bunch of patterns at once for a lower cost. And there are some really, really cool pieces in that book. So go check that out.
Mm-hmm. And you can also make an effort to follow some more sewists that are your age on Instagram, whatever your age is. And that can kind of help you see style options for people who are in your age range. Not that we believe in any specific style for any age range, but it can be really inspiring to follow people that are around your age. And then you get ideas as well for things that you can make.
Yes, absolutely. Good luck. I hope you find your style and you find your patterns.
Well, she will if she does our worksheet.
Yes. Okay, well, let's not delay any longer. Let's get to the show.
Yeah. So why do we think it's important to take a look at our style and our wardrobes?
Well, the first thing would be that your style tells a story about you. It's the first thing people see is, you know, what you're wearing. People, unless you're a nudist, you wear clothes every day.
So, how many nudists do you think listen to the show?
I don't know, but if you're a nudist and you listen to the show, I want to know.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Although, do nudists sew?
Maybe. Well, yeah, they could sew curtains.
Yeah, love to sew.
Tablecloths.
Your own quilt.
Tote bags. They have to, I mean, they don't have any pockets. Mm. So probably really into bags.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Got a little off topic there. But the bottom line is that your style really does tell a story about you.
Yeah. It's such a great opportunity for personal expression. You can show people who you are through your clothes. And that's part of the reason why I think a lot of people enjoy sewing. If you are really into sewing your own clothes, you probably are into expressing yourself through your wardrobe. So taking a moment to assess where you're at with your style and where you want to be with your style is always a good thing, I think, if you're in the right mood for it.
I think it's really empowering to know that you are dressing and representing yourself in exactly the way that you want to be, I guess. Yeah. And sometimes clothes can feel limiting almost because you're like, I have this wardrobe, but nothing to wear, you know, that feeling. So really taking that time to do the work and think about the kind of clothes that you want to wear, it's just going to make your life better. It's just going to make the day-to-day easier.
Yeah, it definitely makes things more convenient in the morning when you're getting dressed. Mm-hmm. You have less of those looking in your closet and thinking you have nothing to wear moments. Mm-hmm. You can just pick and choose separates or, you know, a full garment and you're good to go because everything in your wardrobe is perfect for you.
Yeah. And that's another thing that we're going to talk about today, is just creating that cohesive look where pieces are going to work together and really putting some thought into that. So, and that's another way that it'll be easier to get dressed in the morning if all your stuff goes together.
Yeah. So we really want this episode to inspire you to plan your fall sewing projects. This time of year, I always get the itch to think about my style because I'm like, oh, I'm going back to school and I want a whole new look. And it's just a really fun time of year to look at style and think about things that you want to make for the next season.
So what you're saying is that I have to let go of my summer sewing plans and move on to fall. Is it time?
I told you to do that like a month ago.
I have two more jumpsuits I want to make this weekend. I'm just going to squeeze them in.
Can you make them in a fall appropriate linen?
I am. One of them will definitely be linen, which I think I could wear into fall with like some layers.
Yeah.
The other one is floral. Let's not talk about it.
All right. So this whole process is going to involve looking at your current style, going through your current wardrobe, and then pinpointing where you're at and where you want to be so you can kind of map out your journey and what sewing projects and garments are going to get you to where you want to be. And we're going to help you make a plan so you can execute it and not feel that project paralysis we've talked about where you have
dreaded. Oh. Project paralysis.
So many ideas and you don't know where to start. This is going to help you get some clarity and some focus.
Mm-hmm. It's going to help you create your dream wardrobe and feel 100% in love with your looks. And we even have a worksheet that you are going to be able to download, which is so exciting. We've been working really, really hard on this. So you are going to be able to go to our website and click on a link to download our Create Your Dream Wardrobe worksheet and go through the whole process like we are going to do today on the air.
Yes.
With you.
I mean, we have already done it. We're going to talk about it today. Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited. So all you have to do is go enter your email and then you'll get the worksheet in your inbox. And we want you to share your progress with us. So use the hashtag LTS Dream Wardrobe so we can see your process as you go through it and see what you're planning to make this fall.
Yeah. And don't just share like the finished projects. We want to hear about your process too.
We want to see the giant pile of clothes when you're cleaning out your closet.
Yeah. Yeah. Show us your drawings and your swatches and all the planning progress.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Okay. One note before we get started. I feel like we all have those me-made items in our wardrobe that we don't wear for whatever reason. They were like a bit of a sewing fail, or they don't fit anymore, or they're just not our style. But it can be really, really hard to let go of the me-mades. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to acknowledge that. We don't have a perfect solution for it other than if you're going to continue your sewing journey and you want to make the 50 things on your sewing list, you're going to have to learn how to let things go and you're going to have to give some of those clothes away. Hopefully you can find a good home for them. But you don't need to keep them just because you made them. It's not an obligation.
And kind of in contrast, if you've been sewing for a really long time, maybe you feel like you're in a bit of a sewing rut and maybe it's time to refresh, take stock, you know, take the time to figure out your thoughts on your personal style. And hopefully this exercise will give you some space to switch things up and get inspired with some new potential looks.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any thoughts on your personal style right now, Caroline?
I do. I think that my personal style is pretty consistent. I feel like I know my style pretty well and it's been, you know, kind of in the same, I don't know,
ballpark
vibe for a few years now. So I really do feel like I kind of locked down my style over the last few years. One thing I'll say is that my love for linen has definitely grown exponentially over the last year, which is awesome. I've sewn a lot of linen garments. But the bottom line with my style is that I really like to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I do not like wearing things that are not comfortable, but also at the same time feel put together and chic and like I can go into the office and have a meeting with somebody important and like not feel frumpy, mm-hmm. you know? So it's a delicate balance there. The other thing that this exercise made me realize was that I do have quite a small wardrobe compared to I'll say compared to some people. and I do try to clear out pretty often. So I didn't really have that many things to get rid of when we went through this. But because I have such a small wardrobe, I tend to wear the things that I love again and again and not have a ton of variety. So one goal of mine moving forward is just to kind of beef up my wardrobe so that I have a bit more variety and that, you know, I have just like more items to pick from and rotate between so that my clothes don't wear out so quickly. Plus, I have just so much fabric, so many beautiful pieces of fabric just waiting to be made into gorgeous garments that I know are going to fit into my wardrobe really well. So I just need to like continue on my journey of like beefing up my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like with you, you almost just want to take the things that you love wearing and just duplicate them in colors and in prints because you do have a very signature look.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the change of the season? Because we've been through summer now and mm-hmm. summer is a really comfortable time, I think. Mm-hmm. And then winter, you have to wear a few more layers. So yeah. What do you think?
I feel like a lot of my wardrobe is seasonless. Like I can wear it from spring, summer into fall, winter with just adding an extra layer here or there. I try to do that with my clothes, like not make things too seasonal, but I'm excited. I love fall. I love fall, winter. I love sweaters. I love like light jackets.
Yeah.
I love, you know, pairing things with boots. I love jeans. I mean, we talked about that last week. Yeah. I love making jeans. So I'm very excited to make some jeans this fall. But, you know, I feel really good. How about you? What are your thoughts on your current style?
I think my style has been through the ringer for the past like 3 years because of transitioning from my day job to working at home and doing this full time. And then another big transition when I decided to get an office space and an employee, which happened in the last year. So when I was working at home, I was just like, honestly, like a complete slob. And I was not wearing the beautiful clothes I was making, which was really sad. And then when I got a space, I finally had the opportunity to wear the clothes. And then when I got Chloe, my assistant, an even more of an opportunity to wear the clothes, because it's nice when someone else is going to see you.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah. So that's been a really nice shift. So in the last, I would say, 6 or 7 months, I feel like my style is coming back a bit more. And I'm just really excited to get dressed in the morning. And I'm having fun picking things out of my closet. I do get really overwhelmed when I get dressed because I have so many clothes. I really do. I have a lot of clothes. And I have to like put things away for seasonal because otherwise I don't have enough space in my closet. So right now I've got all my summer stuff out, which is fun. So my closet's just like this, all these bright colors and prints and tons of dresses and jumpsuits and culottes and stuff. And then my winter style is very different. It's all jeans and t-shirts and leggings and sweaters. So I feel like I have almost two, like a split personality with my style. And I would like to bring them together a bit more. So that's kind of my goal moving forward. I want some of those summery pieces to work for winter and wintry pieces for summer and have a bit more of a crossover, maybe less of a seasonal wardrobe and pare things down a bit.
I have to pare things up and you're paring things down.
It's true. Well, you did give me a pair of culottes the other day. That was awesome. And I also need to focus because my to sew list is always way too long. I'm sure many people can relate to that. I would love to just pick, you know, 1 to 3 things and get those done instead of having 10 to 20 things on my list.
1 to 3 things a week?
1 to 3 things for like the next month or two.
Yeah. That's realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be realistic for me, definitely. I feel like you sew a little bit more than me.
But yes.
Also, you have samples and stuff.
Yeah. I'm often sewing samples and hacks and stuff too, which I don't count.
I thought of something kind of fun that we should do.
What's that?
So we're going to do this later, actually quite soon, for ourselves. But why don't we think of 3 words for how we would describe each other's style?
Oh, okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I would describe your style as frumpy, weird.
I know what I would say for you.
Oh, okay. You go first.
Earthy, mm-hmm. art teacher, bold.
Ooh, I like that. I forgot about the art teacher thing. I should have put that in my worksheet. You were so good. I would say minimalist. I can't say earthy because you said earthy.
You can say earthy. I feel like my style is kind of earthy.
Can I just say blackbird? And I feel like your style is very cool. Like, you look really cool all the time, you know?
Thank you.
Like, not only that you look awesome and cool, but that you look comfortable and cool, you know? Like, you're not...
Oh, like breezy?
Yeah, you look breezy. Yeah. Breezy's good.
Yeah.
Breezy.
I don't get hot in my clothes.
Yeah, exactly. So you're cool in two ways.
I like that. I like that. Cool. What? So what is it? Cool. Blackburn. Minimalist.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. It'll be fun to compare what we called our own style.
It's true.
Okay. But before we get to that, we want to talk to you about the Create Your Dream Wardrobe worksheet that you're going to be able to download on our website by signing up to our newsletter. It's split into three sections. And the first section is all about defining your style. So you're identifying what you're working with, where you currently are with your style and your wardrobe, and also how you kind of want it to evolve.
Mm-hmm. You're gathering inspiration. You're trying to identify things you want to change. You're looking at your lifestyle, all sorts of stuff.
It's the funnest part, really? In my opinion. I love the like kind of assessing, and also there's like a Pinterest component.
Yeah, anytime I get to really pin fun things, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Okay, part two is the wardrobe assessment. So this is where you're going to review the items you already have in your closet. So taking all of your clothes out of your closet, trying them all on, and asking yourself some key questions in order to figure out if they're going to work for you in the style that you've identified you want to have moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And then part three is all about planning and creating. So this is where you're going to get the opportunity to explore patterns and fabrics and styling to try to figure out how you are going to complete your new style. And you'll also identify those holes that are missing. After you've reassessed your wardrobe and maybe let go of a few items, you're probably going to have holes in your wardrobe and be able to see those and plan out your new looks accordingly. Yeah. And then, of course, start sewing.
Yeah, obviously. The goal is always to get to the sewing.
This episode is sponsored by Spoonflower. The first company of its kind, Spoonflower was launched in 2008 in Durham, North Carolina, with the dream of empowering individuals to create, print, and sell their own artwork on fabric, wallpaper, and gift wrap.
Are you looking for project inspiration? Check out Spoonflower's online magazine at spoonflower.com/magazine. Designing your own fabric to create a dream wardrobe is easier than you might think. Spoonflower has also rounded up 8 seamless repeat tutorials to get you started, which you can find on their blog and in our show notes.
We love that Spoonflower is committed to its sustainable practices with a focus on reducing the use of energy and water, minimizing fabric waste, and using ethically sourced materials.
And you heard right at the beginning of the show, Spoonflower is giving away a Brother Serger to one of our lucky listeners. So don't forget to enter to win by visiting try.spoonflower.com/love-to-sew. The deadline to enter is September 10th, 2019. But if you're listening after that, don't worry. You'll still receive a 15% discount by using that URL. Again, that's try.spoonflower.com/love-to-sew to win a serger.
Go and enter.
Okay, so part one, defining our style. There's a few questions we have to kick things off. So do you feel like you have a signature style, or do you like to mix things up?
I think I have a signature style.
I like to mix things up.
I would say that's true. Are you more focused on comfort or style?
Comfort, obviously.
Yeah, comfort.
Comfort, comfort, comfort.
But I also like style. Can I say both?
You have a very comfortable style.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we have the three descriptive words to describe your current style. So some examples would be like romantic or casual or simple or preppy or sporty, you know. Yeah. Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. For me, I wrote volume, bold prints, and modern linen, which are not really descriptive words, but whatever.
I like the modern linen. It's like so specific. Not antique linen. Modern linen.
I just wanted modern and linen in there.
You could have just added an extra word.
No, three.
All right. So I put down relaxed, simple, and natural.
Ooh, natural lady. Mm-hmm. creepy.
Never. I was thinking more like natural tones, but also natural, like I don't wear makeup. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Does your wardrobe reflect the needs of your current lifestyle?
Yeah. Think about like the three activities that you do the most. You know, are you a parent? Do you go to an office? Do you go to the gym regularly or do other fitness things?
This is a really great place to have like a reality check where you can be like, okay, this is my current
situation.
Like where my current situation is at, and like, but this is actually my life, and like, do those things line up?
Yeah.
And we also give you a place where you can reflect on what you actually like about your current style and then what you don't like about your current style. I think we all have a few elements about the things that we wear or the way that we style ourselves that maybe we think we could improve. So this is a really cool place for reflection. We give you space to write all of that out. So it's a really fun part of the process.
Yeah, definitely. And then you have all this information that you can refer back to when you are doing the next step, which is pinning a bunch of inspiration images or gathering them on Instagram or however you want to do it. Just gathering inspiration and then comparing those inspiration images you're finding with the initial steps that we put out there. Like, oh, is this image that I'm really attracted to, does it look comfortable? Is it going to work for my lifestyle? All those kinds of things you want to consider before you add it to your precious Pinterest board.
Yeah. And if you're like a Pinterest junkie like myself, I had all of these crazy Pinterest boards with all kinds of style inspiration, and I just created a brand new one, like a fresh style board. And then I went through all of my saved posts on Instagram, and I went through all of my style boards on Pinterest, and I kind of just like put it all together and picked, you know, just a few images that I felt really defined the style that I'm aspiring to create.
Yeah, exactly. You can go crazy and then you can narrow it down, because in the end you do want to have a pretty defined idea of what your style is going to be. So once you've narrowed down your Pinterest board, we have some questions in the worksheet that you can ask yourself, like, is there a specific sort of vibe that's resonating when you're looking at your board? And can you describe that in three words, the same way that you described your current style, and see, you know, how much contrast there is there?
Yeah. And also looking at the colors, like for me, I had a very, very clear palette on my Pinterest board, and it was like white, rust, denim.
Yeah.
Basically. So I had just this clear idea of like, okay, this is where I want my style to go this fall, which was really fun.
Yeah.
You'll also get to pinpoint trends that maybe you see in the fabrics used, or maybe the prints on those fabrics, the textures. So really try to have a look at the types of things you pin and why did you pin them? Is it because you liked a specific element? Did you like the whole look? Mm-hmm. Kind of go through it. And these questions are helping you with that.
You were saying that you were surprised that you had so many like small scale florals pinned.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think I pinned like three or four garments that were quite romantic and flowy, like button up tops or sort of like boho style blouses with a small scale floral print, specifically on a dark background. So I was like, okay. And that really does sort of fit with my current style. I feel like I could pair that with a lot of the jeans and the pants that I have. So I really do want to try to make some blouses like that this fall.
Yeah. It's cool to see what comes up as you start pinning and think like, oh, I clearly I'm attracted to this, but I don't actually have this in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
You can also look for trends in silhouette, because that's going to really help you when you're looking at patterns later, is defining what silhouettes you are attracted to and also what silhouettes you like to wear. And then any like style details. So are you pinning a lot of button front dresses? Does everything have a high waist? Are things kind of oversized or are they more tailored? Looking at those details as well.
Yeah. And then after you're looking at your vision board, you want to describe your dream style.
Yes.
So we have a space where you can talk about where you want your dream style to be. And then there's also a really fun sliding scale where you can kind of mark or rate how close your current style is to your dream style.
Yeah. So you can see how far you have to go.
Yeah. And you're allowed to put like 10 out of 10 on there.
Yeah.
Maybe you nailed it. You just need to keep doing what you're doing.
All right. So that's pretty much the vision boarding time and figuring out where you want to go. We kept it pretty simple. You can just think about, you know, the next 6 months if you want. You don't have to think about your next forever. Just where you're at right now.
Yeah. Exactly. And then we're going to move on to part two, which is the wardrobe assessment. The scary part.
I'm imagining somebody severe holding a clipboard.
Wardrobe assessment. This was a really great place where we were able to look at our current wardrobe and just kind of figure out what we were ready to let go of and what didn't work with our dream style and the style that we're aspiring to create.
Yeah. Often when I do these kind of exercises, I find that I put things on that I never wear. And then when I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I never wear this. Why don't I ever wear this? And then it doesn't fit at all with the style that I've defined that I want to have. So sometimes it can become clear, even though you're like, objectively, this top is really nice, but if you never wear it, it might just be time to let it go.
Yeah. It's also just a really fun time to kind of play dress up and pull out some of those pieces that maybe you haven't worn in a while. And maybe you'll fall back in love with them or realize that they fit a little better than they used to, or maybe even a little bit worse, and you're ready to really let go of them. So this is a really great process, and it's going to help you to figure out which me-mades or, you know, store-bought clothes you're ready to part with.
So we want you to take things out of your wardrobe and create a clean space where you can put things back in one at a time, things that you truly, truly love. And we have three questions we want you to ask for each garment. So first is, does this fit with your vision for your new style? And second is, can you alter the garment to fit into your vision for your dream wardrobe? And the third is this an exception to the rule kind of garment? Everyone's going to have these in their wardrobe. It might be loungewear, workout clothes, sentimental things, special occasion wear. Those kind of things probably won't fit into your vision board unless, you know, you're super into lounging. And of course, you can keep those things. Everyone needs those things in their wardrobe.
Yeah, I think like if there's an item that you're looking at and it doesn't necessarily fit with your dream wardrobe vision, but you still like are absolutely in love with it, like don't get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's an exception to the rule, even if it's not loungewear.
It's
like
true.
I think there will always be exceptions, but I think this is more a place where you can pinpoint the items that you're sure you don't like anymore, you don't want to wear anymore, or don't fit you, and give yourself permission to let go of them.
Yeah, definitely. And on fit, we do encourage you to let go of things that don't fit you, even if you think they might fit you at a later date, because we found personally having those things in our wardrobes just sort of taunting us can be really heartbreaking sometimes. Yeah. So at the very least, take those items and put them in storage and you can revisit it later.
Yeah.
But clear them out for now, because you only want things hanging in your closet that you can actually wear.
Yeah. I try to remind myself that, like, even though it's hard to get rid of something that doesn't fit me anymore, let's say in a few years it fits me again, my style might be different then.
Yeah.
So you're holding on to this kind of reminder that there are garments that don't fit you anymore. I just think it's like not healthy.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
So then when you have your piles of items that you've decided to keep, we think it's really important that you keep that stuff organized and visible for future wear. So you're going to have a clean slate and you can put everything back into your closet or your dresser or however you organize your clothes and just try to have some order in there.
Yeah, exactly. You can even treat yourself and upgrade some of your closet elements, like get some nice wooden or velvet hangers so things stay on. Get the right hangers for garments, you know, like your spaghetti strap Ogden camis are constantly slipping off the hangers because you don't have the ones with like the little notches in them. Just go get some of those.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not that hard. And you can also get some bins, or maybe you want to upgrade your entire storage system and go nuts at IKEA. I mean, wherever you're at, I think it would be fun to treat yourself a little bit and just freshen it up.
Okay, so once you've gone through your wardrobe and organized everything, you're ready to move on to part three.
My favorite part.
Plan and create.
Yes, hopefully during the process of clearing out your closet, you identified some holes, some priorities. Maybe you got rid of that classic denim shirt that you loved because it didn't fit you. So you need another one, obviously, that does fit you, right? Mm-hmm. So you can identify some of those holes, and also identifying the gap between your initial assessment of your wardrobe and your dream wardrobe and what articles of clothing are going to fill that gap.
And then you're going to get to make a list of those missing items and organize that list by make versus purchase, because remember, we've talked about this before, you do not have to sew everything. So this isn't a moment where you're making a big, long list of things you want to make. You can split it up and decide, okay, this is something I'm going to buy. you know, invest in, or, you know, however you want to buy it, you can do that. And then maybe a list of things you get to make.
Yeah, for sure. And don't worry if your make list is really long. We talked about this at the beginning. Sometimes that can be overwhelming, but we're going to keep narrowing it down and you're going to identify the next three things you're going to make after this. So go nuts a little bit here. Feel free.
Yeah. And then once you have that list of things that you want to make, now is a good time to do a pattern search to try to plan and figure out what patterns you're going to use to fill those holes in your wardrobe, and also come up with a realistic timeline, because it's easy to have a mile long list of items, but if you don't kind of put a schedule on that, then who knows when you're going to get that done. So coming up with a realistic timeline for when you're going to make those items, I think, is really important. And we give you some space to do that in the worksheet.
Mm-hmm. And we also give you space to prioritize. So we do want you to narrow in on three things you want to make real bad. And then we have a really fun project worksheet that you can fill out. So you can draw a little sketch of your garment, put the details in there, include a fabric swatch if you want. And then there's some space to write a little bit about why you chose that, how it fits into your style, and ideas for hacking, all sorts of stuff.
Yes, this worksheet is one of my favorite parts of the whole booklet, because you can reprint it again and again. You can use it in your sewing journal, maybe, if you have one, and just print a sheet and kind of tuck it in there. You can organize it however you want, but it's a really great place to just kind of come back to every time you want to plan and you make. Lots of place to put all the information on that sheet.
Definitely. And we don't want you to be intimidated about drawing a croquis or drawing a garment. I mean, I am a pattern designer, and I will tell you that most of the time when I'm sketching out an idea I have for a pattern, it looks really, really weird. Like, I can't get the shoulders to be straight and the sleeves are different sizes. And like, I try my best, you know, I get my idea down on paper and that's what counts.
Yeah. And if you're really intimidated by it, I think you can use the line drawing from the pattern. You can even print out like a black and white copy of like the pattern cover or the photo shoot or something, and then trace over it. Mm-hmm. You can maybe invest in some credits with My Body Model and get your own croquis built for you. There's so many ways that you can do that yourself, and don't worry about it being perfect. It's just all about getting your idea down on paper.
Yeah, totally. You can even glue the picture of the pattern on there.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm curious to hear what your plan and create process was like.
Ooh. Well, I'm really excited about my next three makes, because they're kind of, well, one of them is a little bit different and unexpected. Ooh. But one of the things that I was pinning a lot was button-up shirts for fall. You know, it's something that I don't wear that often, but I think I aspire to wear more button-up shirts. They're comfy and they, you know, are a little bit more chic and put together than maybe just a t-shirt. I have a lot of t-shirts. I realized that when I cleaned out my closet. Do not need to make any more t-shirts for the moment. So I'm going to make the Olia shirt by Paper Theory. It's this really cool shirt where the yoke goes right out into the sleeves. It's kind of a relaxed fit, and I want to make it out of linen. I haven't decided if I want to do like a crisp white linen or if I want to do a colored linen, but just a plain linen button-up shirt. I'm super excited about that because I think it's going to fit seamlessly into my wardrobe and just be exactly what I'm looking for right now. The other make that I put on my list, because I'm desperate to make jeans after recording and talking about denim so much last week, is the Dawn jeans by Megan Nielsen. I actually have not made the Dawn jeans yet. Everyone in my office has made the Dawn jeans practically, and they're so, so great. I feel like it's like the jeans pattern to end all jeans pattern. Like, you only really need the Dawn jeans.
Sorry to any pattern designers developing jeans.
No, but it's just, Megan Nielsen did such a wonderful job with that pattern because it has all the different views and it's just that perfect like high waist that I personally love. It's my end all be all jeans pattern. Let's say that. So I'm going to do a pair of wide leg Megan Nielsen Dawn jeans in this vintage wash denim that we actually just dropped in the shop last week. Hopefully there's still some left when this episode comes out, but it's a really great denim that we've carried before. It's just a really nice kind of like heavyweight with a little bit of a vintage vibe. I really love it. And then my last make on my list is the Elliot sweater. Ooh. From Helen's Closet. I've tried on a ton of your Elliot sweaters, but I've yet to make one.
You'll love it. Reminds me a lot of a sweater that you wear all the time.
Yes, I know I'm going to love it. I mean, there's no doubt. I just have to make it. And I also pinned a lot of like kind of turtleneck, like comfy, sweatery things. So I'm going to do a little hack. I'm actually going to lengthen the sleeves and maybe make them a little bit looser. Like I kind of want the sleeves to be a little bit like so I can sort of roll them up maybe or something like that. I think that's maybe going to be more the vibe I'm looking for this fall. So I'm going to try out the Elliott sweater in this like rusty rib knit that I have in my stash. Mm. And I mean, it was really hard to narrow down three makes. I also really want to make a Wixton Howery. I also, you know, really want to make all kinds of things, but I had to narrow it down to three and it was really fun.
So have you put any wheels in motion to get started on these?
No, but we just finished this week.
That's true.
I'm still gunning for my last two jumpsuits this weekend and then yeah. I'll do this.
I know. I also have, this was a bit weird for me because I have two formal wear. Well, you also have frocktails to think about, but a frocktails dress and a dress to wear to my friend's wedding that are top priority at the moment. Yeah. So I didn't include those on my list because I don't feel like they count in this situation. But my three makes, I also want to make wide leg Don jeans in bull denim. I have a bunch of green bull denim. I really want to make a pair. And then some army green canvas Yanta overalls.
Ooh, is that the hemp organic cotton canvas?
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect weight.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm so excited. I have a fresh pair of black Yanta overalls because I wanted to like gear up for fall and make some more Yantas. So I made a black pair and I made a like linen slub pair with tie front.
So cute.
And now I'm going to make another army green pair. They're just so comfortable.
It's the fall of Yantas.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, wait, I need to stop saying that. It's the autumn of Yantas.
Autumn also means like the fall, though. It doesn't.
I didn't know that.
It's the year of Yanta.
Okay.
Double wise. Mm-hmm. And then another pair of Persephone pants. Even though I'm trying the Dawn, I know the Persephone's work for me, so I can bang on another pair and know that I'm going to be super happy. And I want to use the popcorn denim that you guys had in stock a while back.
Freaking love that stuff.
Oh, it's so cute. And I'm also going to stock up again on denim tomorrow because we're recording this right before the denim launch. So I'll have lots to work with. But basically, I identified when I did this process that I need more pants moving into fall and winter because I know my style is going to shift. I'm not going to be able to wear my shorts and dresses as much anymore. So I want to be ready and have pants already made because as it stands, I only have one pair of jeans that fit.
You can do it. It's going to be so fun. You're going to have more jeans and you're going to start on your journey to creating your dream wardrobe.
Yeah.
And so am I.
A journey I've been on for a long time. A never-ending story.
So that's kind of the whole process. Overall, it was really fun to do, and we hope you guys have fun as well. And it is always good to do a style check-in every once in a while. So we hope that this kind of gives you that little push to go ahead and do that just in time for fall.
Mm-hmm. And let us know what you think of the worksheet, because it's something that we can keep evolving and keep growing based on feedback. So please let us know and give it a try. Hope you create a wardrobe you absolutely 100% love, or at least get going in that direction. And you can download that worksheet at lovedsewpodcast.com. We're going to have links in the show notes for this episode. We'll probably have a link on the homepage somewhere. We'll have a link in our profile on Instagram. You know the drill. And use the hashtag LTS Dream Wardrobe when you share your progress, because we can't wait to see what looks you come up with and your future garments.
Go have fun.
That's it for today's episode of Love to Sew. Thank you to our sponsor, Spoonflower. Spoonflower is giving away a serger to one of our lucky listeners. Enter to win a Brother 1034D serger with differential feed by going to try.spoonflower.com/love to sew.
We're recording today in sunny Vancouver, Canada, and you can get in touch with us and get links for everything we talked about in this episode at lovetosewpodcast.com.
If you're enjoying the show and you want to help us out, you can support us on Patreon. Contribute $5 or more a month and you'll get access to our bonus episode feed, and we have a new bonus episode coming up real soon. So go to patreon.com/love to sew for more info.
You can find me, Caroline, at blackbirdfabrics.com and Helen at helenscloset.ca. Our show is produced by Sam Humphrey.
Thank you, Sam.
And thank you all so much for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Went over there. We got new stress balls.
Pepper, go get it. Go get it.
Bring
it.
She looks very unimpressed.
Get it. Go get it. Get it. Bring it.
slobber. Bring it here.
She's gonna slobber all over it.
That's fine. Pepper, bring it here. Go get it. Bring it here. Bring it here.
Oh my god. Now I have to get up.